This is a very Christmassy Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Rose, you play the star in one of the short Christmas films that the Church of England is releasing this year. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait for people to see it and to see the church service that you preside over. Can you tell us a bit about the moment of joy that you've picked to share in this film for us?
I've chosen my moment of joy as the light bulb moment, as it were, when the light comes on, because the service is usually in darkness with just candles. And then we have the lights come on right at the very end. And just as we're singing, "Yea, Lord, we greet thee." And for me, it's just that telling moment that this is what Christmas is about. It is about God who gives of himself, God incarnate, God becoming human and being amongst us. And that is really exciting, that God should choose to be one of us and be there in our presence.
In general, what makes it such a special time of year for you, just generally, that time?
In general, it's a very special time for me because it is not about me, it is not about us, it's about others. And it takes the focus away from oneself and you're looking out, looking at how you might actually be able to make someone happy, to be able to make someone joyful, to add something to someone else's life, to share something with them. It's a time when we reacquaint ourselves actually with many people who we don't see throughout the year. We make that time, that effort. And actually one of the things that I do, instead of sending cards to some people, I actually tick that off and say, that's actually going to be a phone call where I sit and I greet the person and we talk. So they don't get a card from me that year. They get the real message.
They get the real thing.
Yes.
That's great. Why is church so special at Christmas? What is it about church that is quite important at Christmas?
I think it is quite magical. And deep in all our hearts, we like that sense of something special is going to happen. Something is possible. And it's that sense of expectancy. You know, the children, they are so excited that we get swept up with that sense of excitement. And it's not about gifts, you know, things that we buy in the shops. And actually, on a whole, I very, very rarely am I caught out shopping over Christmas. I just don't shop. I don't buy presents. I don't do any of those sort of things because I think it is a time that we spend with people that is important at that time. And so when our children were little, they weren't allowed to open any presents. You know, they had to wait. They could actually open something, a soft toy. They could have a soft toy. But we were going to go to church. We were going to cook. We were going to share what we've cooked with others. And then at the end of the evening, then we could open presents. And you might think, well, that's awful. They were looking at their presents. But actually, no, I wanted them to learn that Christmas was not about those things under the tree. Christmas is actually about people. And about the time that we give to enable them to feel special.
So you mentioned your kids there and, you know, the plans that you had on Christmas Day. Do you have any early memories of Christmas for you, being in a church at Christmas?
Oh, I do have lots of wonderful memories, early memories of being in church at Christmas. And again, as a little girl growing up, helping to decorate the church, helping, you know, we had to go out much, much earlier. So a normal Sunday was 7:30 a.m. in the morning. For Christmas, it becomes 5:30 or 6:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And do you know, you get to church and you try to get there early because if you don't get there early, there is no seat for you. Although we don't have great public transport, it's just so wonderful. When you think about it, there's no public transport. But people manage to organize themselves to pick somebody else up, to give others a lift. And the church is packed on Christmas Day. Everyone turns out in their best frocks, their hats, their new shoes. And, And actually, as a little girl, that was when, if you were going to get a new pair of shoes, that's when you would get the new pair of shoes. That's when you would get the new dress. So it was pretty special.
What would you say to someone who doesn't usually come to church, may only come a couple of times a year to a wedding, maybe at Christmas, to encourage them to come along to a Christmas service, to a carol service, something that's going on? What would you say to them?
I think it's a great thing to invite others who don't normally come to church to come for Christmas or to come for a carol service, because there you're not being sort of singled out. There are lots of people there who are like you in a similar position. So in a sense, you don't feel alone. And actually, you get swept up in this wonderful emotion of joy. You get swept up in this wonderful expectancy of something special happening. And I think, again, that it's just a really great magical moment that is not ordinary.
Mm, yeah.
And all our lives could do with something extraordinary. And that's what it is at Christmas time.
Finally, where are you going to be on Christmas Day this year?
On Christmas Day, in terms of worship or
worship
family?
And all day, yeah, everything that's going on.
On Christmas Day, well, my Christmas Day is going to start midnight because I shall be at a midnight service. And again, that is just great. Unfortunately, my husband has to go to work on Christmas Day because he's also a priest. So he'll be going to the prison where he works. And he won't be back until much later on in the early evenings, so to speak. So we're all going to wait for him to come back.
Oh, wow.
And then when he comes back, I'll be getting the dinner ready with the other family members. And then when he comes back, then we will sit and eat. So we'll probably be sitting down about 6-7 o'clock to eat on Christmas Day. And after that, all these years, we have still kept it, although the children are now adults. After that dinner, then we will open presents. We will spend time with each other. And that should be pretty special.
Rose, I hope you have a very, very wonderful Christmas. Thank you so much for your time.
We will. Thank you.
Remember to visit achristmasnearyou.org to find your local Christmas services. Thanks for listening.